everybody, it's Laura Molitor here, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist, with our Divine Purpose Insights podcast for this lovely Friday. Welcome to the program. If you do enjoy what I'm sharing, please subscribe or follow on SoundCloud or iTunes or on Spreaker.com, which is a platform for the iHeartRadio podcasts. Today, our program focuses on shedding the skin of victim and putting on the crown of victory. So to start doing this, we have to recognize that false identity that we've chosen to wear. We have to see where we are accepting that we're victims to a person or event, to politics, or even to time. We can often go along just thinking that this is what life is and that we're always going to be at the receiving end of what human experience offers, rather than in a place of choice about it. So I believe we have to refuse to be comfortable with our discomfort, to be comfortable with our scars and with our blame, and what often ends up as excuses to be less than fruitful and happy and blessed and alive. God didn't make us victims to material life and its challenges. He made us to prove his own life and goodness and strength and intelligence and worthiness. That inherent identity we have can't be taken away by situations or people, even though it might seem like it can be at times. We always have the absolute right and the power, with God's law of love behind it, to reclaim our innocence, our peacefulness, our hope, our gratitude, our strength, and our radiance. The world needs our radiance, and a victim identification is one that argues for its darkness, when the light is what's so much more legitimate for us and authentic, and it's ready for us. It's big and freeing. So I'm not saying that we have to bravely pretend that nothing has ever happened, or to let ourselves be trampled on, or just keep this rosy disposition in spite of feeling troubled by things. But I believe that dwelling on where we've been hurt or how, and rationalizing our fear and blame, as well as what is often our own sense of feeling damaged somehow, that doesn't empower us in our life. And the reason for that is that we've identified with a position of weakness, kind of given our own life over and our power to something unworthy of it. And significantly, we've invested our time in sort of a worship in something powerless, something that's not God, not good, not life, truth, and love, what is less than what we are and what we deserve. Love is power. So, of course, compassion and understanding and mercy towards ourselves and others, you know, a time for comfort and restoration when things have gone wrong, that's love and that's good. But pity, self-pity or wanting pity from others, is not true love, and we really can do better. You can embrace yourself in kindness and gentleness when you've felt misunderstood or maligned or victimized, you know, and then we can recognize that a life of self-pity or limited prospects or focus just on evil or mistake or ignorance or revenge or whatever is not good enough for you or for God. He demands more, and you should too. So I'll be honest with you, I've headed into the self-pity victim place quite often. My life on its face has seemed to include a series of disappointments, large and small, of my own making, you know, at times, which still makes me identify as a victim to my own ignorance, and then there's a lot of shame and blame around it, which certainly doesn't help either. Or that victimization feeling can come from another's actions or words. I can sink into that spot, that pit. But you know, I quickly discover or maybe it's God's angels just coming to my rescue, that I really don't like that place. For one, I like helping people. And how much help am I if it's all about me, me, me? Also, you know, I've come to realize that I'm only making myself, you know, and others around me miserable in this moment, carrying that wrong with me and giving it my attention. I can't fix yesterday or know how another might be suffering themselves even for their wrongdoing. We can't get in somebody else's head or see where exactly they were coming from. A lot of times we're presuming based on what we think. I realize that I'm sitting, when I take that on, in a pit of my own perpetuating, and if anything, giving much more power to the very event, person, or situation that I feel victim to. Or I'm focusing on my own stupidity about something I feel I've done wrong, when there it is, my natural brilliance, just sitting there ready to come beaming forth. I'm only sort of joking. We all do have that natural brilliance, and we hide it in our own shadow when we think of ourselves as victims. So start by falling out of love with a victim, or thinking that victim love, pity love, is what we are worthy of, or all we can get. Recognize that you're much more than that. And that, you know, even those things that have been hurtful have not truly damaged you, the you that you really are. And if anything, they've given you an opportunity to become stronger, demonstrate your resilience, be wiser, maybe have some understanding to give to others, and, you know, even to learn how to forgive. And forgiveness is one of the most powerful things to do. Making a choice to forgive and achieving it will take you to a transcendent place where wonderful things are possible, healing and peace, a more thorough joy than even if that opportunity for forgiveness had never even occurred. It's spiritual growth, and spiritual growth draws us closer to immortality, to a feeling of freedom and love and serenity and peace of mind. You're not damaged. Nothing can destroy what God made you to be. You can always retrieve that identity, that true identity, and be a victor. Wear that crown. You know, for only in overcoming can you be a victor. Victory is about overcoming. And this overcoming not only gives us the win, it gives us understanding. We know why we are winners and what it feels like to be ourselves, to choose God and His true idea of ourselves over circumstances. And then we don't take for granted anything, the good. We don't take that good for granted. Instead, we appreciate more what life is and can be. We feel the power of reclaiming ourselves by conscious choice and not by default. And then we have more to give because of what we've seen and by the fresh decision we've made to be what God made us to be and not what the world might want to accuse us of, lay around our necks to choke us and hold us down, keep us fixated and still when we're really ready to move and to shine, like I said. I was recently in Ireland and heard a lot about Northern Ireland's political turmoil over the past years, the Troubles, they call it, which led to a lot of bloodshed, which you've probably heard about. All sides feel their cause is righteous, but some had been addressing it through violence and others through politics. An agreement for peaceful means alone has been made in recent decades through some diplomatic mediation. But our guide in Ireland told us that those of the older generations who have known nothing but waking up to a sense of hatred for the, quote, other side and revenge for wrongdoing, legitimate or not, they have trouble giving up that victimization. It's become a habit. It's what drives them each day. It's like brushing their teeth in the morning. They feel a loss with the righteous battle gone away. They feel they've lost something. And yet, you know, the younger generation has only known peace since this diplomacy has gone on and this agreement has been sort of come up with. So they live that sense of being peace, of opportunity, of potential. And they wake up to the new day. They live forward because they aren't held back by a need to be loyal to victimization and that drive, that habitual drive to anger and to subsequent violent action when they feel is necessary. So I'm not taking political sides in Ireland. I don't even understand the conflict enough to do that. But what I'm pointing out is that breaking a habit of victimization can seem difficult. But we all really have the power to choose, to decide that we'd like to wipe the slate clean. We'd like to give up the thoughts and behaviors of resentment and fear and hopelessness and weakness, and to just try on that crown of victory God is handing to us if we just open our eyes and reach out our hands to take it. So are we willing to try on peace and the promise of renewal? Try it. Take your time with it if you have to. It doesn't have to happen tomorrow, but give it a try. Just start giving up that sense of being a victim. I think you'll like the way it feels. So I want to close this podcast with this from the book of Revelation. It's chapter 2. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and I will give him the morning star. I'll take that. The morning star sounds much better than the shroud of misery. New, bright, full of hope and expectation. So if you have any questions or you want to explore any of these ideas more individually in any way, let me know in the comments or by writing me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. I've also got a Facebook page, Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. Thanks for letting me share with you today. I'm looking forward to our next podcast next week. I'm Laura Molitor.